Welcome back to Cognac and Conspiracies. I'm Taylor.
And I'm Jade.
All right. And this is our first episode back from the break. And it's great. Yes. So I have a kind of one I've been wanting to do for a little while. And I just never kind of like got around to it, I guess, as far as like, you know, having time to delve into it and things like that. And I hope I do it justice. But I'm going to do the HIV AIDS epidemic. Why you make that face?
I mean, I'm excited to hear what you have to say.
What? Okay. I feel like there's no faith.
Huh?
I feel like there's no
faith. I have a lot of faith in you, but there's one thing that will get people's blood boiling. It is this topic.
I mean, hey, I've got the official story. I've got three conspiracy theories. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Yeah, let's do it. Let me put out my disclaimer for you. I feel like you never disclaim your episodes, but I disclaim mine. This is our free disclaimer. Cognac and Conspiracies is not a news source. No. We are not Wikipedia. We are not a textbook or a college course. This podcast is for entertainment value only. Thank you.
Straight facts. All right, let's hop into it. So just to, you know, give a little background, I feel like everybody knows what HIV AIDS is. Just for a little information, HIV stands for human immunodeficiency virus. And I feel like a lot of times it's mixed up when people say like, oh, they have HIV AIDS or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like people kind of just lump them together. HIV is kind of the virus that infects your body and weakens your immune system. And then AIDS is kind of the thing that you hear about what a lot of people die from. So you can have HIV without having AIDS, but you can't have AIDS without having HIV, mm-hmm. as far as I know. So this actually was, which I feel like a lot of people know, became an epidemic in the 1980s. And this was under the presidency of Ronald Reagan. So basically around like the late 1970s, early 1980s is kind of disputed because when HIV/AIDS first became an epidemic, it was really kind of swept under the rug and a lot of people did not know what was going on. So a lot of people were misdiagnosed as cancer patients. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, you know, a little fuzzy where the first case of HIV was, you know, documented, but late 70s, early 80s. And it was actually documented in, you know, when the HIV AIDS epidemic started to grow, a lot of the people who were turning up where they were saying like, oh, this person has HIV, they have AIDS, they have this, were gay men. Mm-hmm. And so under the presidency of Ronald Reagan in the 80s, as you can probably imagine, this was not really like a thing that he cared about or that a lot of Americans cared about. It wasn't even just him. It was just America as a whole didn't really care about the fact that a bunch of gay men were, you know, dying. But it was really kind of a scary thing, which it was weird because when I was researching this, it's like, I was like, the similarities to COVID are eerie. Yeah. I was like, it's kind of a little bit scary. Because they're like, oh, all of a sudden, all these young, vibrant, healthy people were just turning up with this disease and dying. Like, just dropping dead. Because it was mostly gay men, it wasn't really something that was on the forefront of Americans' minds. And they actually came up with like a kind of like an acronym for it. It was like a HHH. So it was like homosexuals, hemophiliacs, and like Haitians, which I had never heard the Haitian thing.
I never heard any of that though.
Yeah, it was a thing basically. So it was basically just like a bunch of undesirables in society who were turning up with this. So to address the like Haitian point, because I have never even heard of that. I'll start with the official story, with how HIV kind of got introduced into the human population. The official story is that HIV got introduced into the human population through transmission from non-humans to humans. So basically from chimpanzees.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, it's the official story. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of, you know, racist rhetoric behind it that says like, oh, like Africans fuck chimpanzees and all that type mm-hmm. of stupid shit. It's not that. But a lot of people in like foreign countries, especially in Africa, do eat what they call bushmeat. And it's like they consume chimpanzees, just like how okay. we would yeah. like chickens or mm-hmm. cows or beef or whatever. So the official story by WHO and the CDC is that HIV was transmitted from chimpanzees to human through the consumption of chimpanzee meat.
Mm-hmm.
And chimpanzees have this, gene that they are able to carry the HIV. And if people were never consuming chimpanzee meat, it would have never got transmitted into the human wow. population.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the official
okay.
kind of like most accepted way that people kind of say that HIV got transmitted.
Mm-hmm.
You believe it?
I don't know, right? I really don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think if you would have asked me last year prior to COVID, I would have had different opinions, but I don't know.
Why?
Just because I guess the way I've seen, because even right now, I mean, the only story we have fed about COVID is that someone bought, like, what is it, bat, or, you know, someone consumed bat meat from, like, a wet market in China.
Is that the case? I never even knew where COVID came from.
Oh.
Tell me.
Oh, well, what I had heard or I might be wrong, but my knowledge or what I've heard is that basically in China, a lot of viruses and things like that happen to come from China
mm-hmm.
because they have these kind of, like, I don't want to say, like, how we have, like, an FDA approved. They have these wet markets that aren't really, you know, the cleanest. Like, certain vendors are mm-hmm. allowed to come. You know, some might be super clean, some may not. And they sell all types of meats and animals, and through the processing of trying to keep them cold and move them and things like that, things get decontaminated mm-hmm. or things that aren't frozen right, things like that. And that's kind of how it got transmitted. Is, I don't know, someone had ate a bat from one of these markets
and
that's what happened, because it wasn't frozen properly or whatever. Or maybe the bat had the virus and it shouldn't have been there to begin with, but that's what I've heard. I don't know if that's actually factual, but that's to my knowledge how COVID started. So hearing, you know, that's how HIV started, it's kind of like a toss up and like, are both the truth, or that's just like the easiest story to pass on to people.
Cop out. That's crazy, because I literally didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
That. Like, maybe
I don't know if it's changed.
Drag me.
Yeah, I don't have a change since March, but that's what I was under the assumption of how COVID had started.
Yeah, I had no idea how COVID had started because, as you know, our president, he loves to get up in front of people and tell lies, big lies. So at a certain point, I gave up and I was like, you know what? I'm going to preserve my mental health and I'm just going to go ahead and exit stage left. I had no idea. Like, I remember, like you said, he was calling it the Chinese virus and all this stuff. And I knew that much, but I didn't know that, you know, it was traced back to like these markets and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
allegedly. What was that? Wuhan? It's been so
Wuhan.
It's been so long. It's like, and you don't even remember. You know, they're like living their lives, like their best lives.
Right.
Now.
I was just about to say, they're like footloose and fancy free.
Yeah, footloose.
They're like cooling over there now. And like, we're still, anyway, that's not the point of that episode.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had no idea. Thanks for the input.
If it's even true.
If it's even true. Thanks for the alleged input.
I mean, yeah.
So after they kind of like trace this, disease to like the consumption of quote bushmeat, that's kind of how they, you know, connected them to Haitians. Cause apparently a lot of people who were eating the bushmeat were like Haitian people, and they were like, you know, Haitian like immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
So it became like this thing where it was like, either you were gay or you were sick already, or you were a black immigrant, and these were the only subgroups of people who were getting this mm-hmm. disease, which made it kind of easy for Ronald Reagan and his team to kind of, you know, push that to the side and say, you know, I'm not really going to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
So as you kind of know, in the 80s, by the mid 80s, thousands of people were dying, were dying of this disease. And it got to the point where it got so bad, like Ronald Reagan literally would refuse to even acknowledge, even say the word HIV. Or, you know, because when this first began, obviously they did not have a name for it. They didn't quite know what was going on, but it did get to a point where they did have a name for it and they didn't know what was going on. And people were coming to press conferences. There's activists, there's protests and all these things that people are showing up literally at his front doorstep and be like, hey, are you going to say something about HIV? And he's like, basically, I don't know what you're talking about.
Sounds familiar.
Literally.
But, but not to compare though, but I saw an infographic that shows the damage that like HIV and AIDS has done versus like COVID. And like COVID is like a little speck compared to the damage and the deaths that HIV. Yeah, you should look it up. Yes. Yes. You should look uncomparable. Uncomparable.
I mean, I'm sure the losses, HIV has been around for like a lot longer.
The loss of HIV cannot be compared at all to COVID. Yep.
Yeah.
That sounds oddly familiar.
How bizarre.
How bizarre.
Yeah, it's a lot. So, yeah, there's literally people showing up at press conferences. And it got so bad that literally they would take it kind of like as a joke. Like, if someone showed up at the... There's multiple instances, and I might even, you know, link a few things in the description, where people would show up and say, like, oh, hey, are you going to talk about AIDS? Are you going to talk about HIV? Are you going to talk about this, that, and the other? And people would just joke and laugh about it and be like, oh, I'm not a homo. Like, I don't have it. Do you have it? And it's, like, basically, like, a laughing matter. Because a lot of Americans at the time, and it's like so hard to like fathom, but a lot of Americans at the time did not know any gay people they knew gay people, but they didn't know they knew gay people. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of gay people were not out, and a lot of Americans, like they would survey them and say a lot of Americans did not know of any gay people in their immediate family or in their immediate life. They didn't know of any transgender people in their immediate family, immediate life. So they really felt that this is something that did not affect them or their family. So to them, it was a laughing matter. And it was just kind of like, you know, we'll just let them kill themselves off, basically.
Well, I mean, I've heard that through, like, I think, what is it, like, through Pose, people say that. I've heard that through Pose. And then, like, other shows. I love Pose so much. Mm-hmm. And then, but I don't think that's uncommon. It's kind of weird, like, I guess, being a millennial, because I always knew gay people. Like, I feel like even in middle school, people were gay, and high school, people were gay. Versus, like, it's so different talking to my parents and people who are, like, I guess, like, boomers or whatever. And it's just, like, such a different world. Like, it's very different. Like, people just use, like, I guess, like, hide in the shadows. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard for, like, boomers to understand that it's, like, not in the shadows anymore.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Like, I feel like it's hard for them to grasp that, yeah.
But I'm, like, I have a little bit of that, because I didn't know any gay people till high school, or at least I didn't think I knew any gay people till high school.
Oh, I knew gay people.
I knew gay people, but I didn't, like, we were all in the closet. So one of my ex-boyfriends, quote, is gay now. He's a gay man, which is funny because I feel like we found each other to be each other's beards. And when I say boyfriend, I use the term lightly. We were like 13. But yeah, I feel like a lot of that, like, I get that kind of, because I grew up in like a super, like I said, I went to like an Episcopal school, and like it was a very small school. So there were gay people there. Now I'm an adult and I know that those people are gay, but in the time, it wasn't like public school where it was like a huge school and like, you could just, everybody's parents knew everybody's parents. So if you was going to be gay at school, somebody was going to call your parents and tell them that you were being gay at school, and it was going to be weird. So I feel like it's kind of hard to like, for people to navigate and be like, oh, like, it was such a big fucking deal to be gay. And I'm like, yeah, back then it was a big deal to be gay.
Oh, yeah.
And they really even had a word for it. It was called, like, God's punishment. Like, most, people genuinely believed in the 80s that this was God's way of letting gay people know that he does not approve of what they are doing. And it was a genuine thought and action. No science behind it. No nothing. This was really what was believed in the 80s. And I'm sure Reagan believed it.
I believe that people believed it because, like I say, sometimes when I talk to, like, boomers or people, like, they really, really feel that, like, all of their sins are, like, fine. But the one thing that's unacceptable,
bruh,
is being gay. They're like, you know, I go to the strip club Sunday through Thursday. And hell yeah, I get them lap dances. But that ain't no sin. Like,
let me not. Like, don't even get me started. Like you said, it's like, I grew up in the church. And it was always like,
man,
we went to the same church.
I try not to talk about church on this podcast.
And I won't call the church out, but I will say we went to the same church. And if you know, you know. Okay. And it was like a thing where it was like, okay, he could, you know, preach about adultery, and yeah, he could preach about tattoos, and he could preach, and it was, you know, got a little, yeah, pastor, hey pastor, shout out to you pastor, right? But as soon as he starts talking about gay people, bruh,
money on the altar,
son, that church turned up. They were throwing the money, they was running through the aisle, they lost their minds when he would talk about gay people. Like such a more intense response when he was bashing gay people than if he was bashing people with tattoos. Because it's like, bitch, how you gonna scream you got a tattoo in your arm?
Because it's not their story. Because exactly. They're like, everybody loves that. Because it was even weird, because like, they used to talk about like youth a lot, and they used to talk about people like saving their virginity and stuff like that. And the same thing, people would put money on the altar and would run around with their heads like cut off like chickens when they talked about that, because that wasn't the sin they were dealing with.
Right.
But dare you talk about, they used to talk about sororities in there. They used to talk about, yeah, people be like, meow. Not a dollar on the altar. Not a person got saved that day. But talk about gay people. Even in general, talking about single women used to be a screaming point. People used to be so happy whenever he condemned single women. Like,
yeah, it was crazy. And like you said, it's like a thing where it's like, I just feel like you said, if that's not your, like, what you're dealing with, or somebody in your family, you're just like, okay, whatever. Like, I'm just gonna, you know, allow them to just, you know, bash gay people, or bash, even like some sense, I feel like we're even like jokes, you know, like when he was like,
oh yeah.
He was like, oh, y'all were at the club drinking last night, but you're here Sunday morning. And it'd be like, woo, but as soon as he was like, oh yeah, but y'all be, you know, being homosexuals, it was like, yes pastor,
yeah, literally,
fuck the homosexuals. I'm like, but weren't you just kikiing about being drunk last night at the club, and now you're bruh don't even get me
started. Like I said, that's a different episode for a different day.
If I did an episode in the black church, when I say niggas would be mad, niggas would be mad.
We'll save that for a live episode.
Man, I'll rip y'all niggas apart. Anyway.
There's so many levels.
Conspiracy theory number one. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
So, like I said, this got to the point where it was out of control. Where it got to the point where, obviously, as you know now, we're in 2020. It started to spread to more, I guess, acceptable members of society. Straight women were getting it. Straight men were getting it. People who weren't gay, people who weren't drug addicts, were starting to get HIV. So that's when it kind of, you know, got to the point where Reagan had to address this and say, you know, hey, I have to, you know, deal with this on a level that affects all Americans, because people are starting to understand that it can affect me, it can affect you, it can affect anybody. Mm-hmm. And also people were starting to, report instances of discrimination. So maybe, like, you know, somebody in their family had died of HIV or AIDS, or somebody they know had HIV or something like that. And there was instances of people not being able to get birthday cakes, people not being able to get dental treatments, people not being able to get medical treatments, all because there was this panic around HIV. You're making this
birthday cakes.
I mean, just like things that were like, it wasn't,
sorry.
No, it wasn't a thing where it was like people thought that they were going to transmit the disease with things like that, but just that they were refusing people based on this thing. So if they knew you had HIV, like, I don't want you in my business. Mm-hmm. And with the dental and the medical, it was bleeding. More so like a with the bleeding and the things like that. But it was things like kids' birthday parties, birthday cakes, mm-hmm. or shopping. If somebody in the town knew that you had HIV, mm-hmm. or even knew that your brother had HIV or your mom had HIV or anything like that, they were not going to serve you at their business because of that. And regardless of any scientific anything, it didn't matter, which is crazy to think about now, but when I, you know, look back on it and I'm like, okay, cool. Now in 2020, we know, oh, you can't transmit HIV from like X, Y, and Z. Back then they didn't know that. So it was just like this panic, which was brought on by the president, by the president not addressing it. So rumors were just running rampant. They didn't know how you could get HIV.
There's still, but there is still a level of like ignorance surrounding like HIV. Like, cause I was watching like, there's a Girlfriends episode. Like, I don't know if you've ever seen like the Quintessential Girlfriends episode where their friend has like HIV.
Who put the knife in the dishwasher?
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, yeah. And then I was recently watching Catfish.
I fuck with Catfish.
And the guy basically was like brave enough to go on there, and he was like, yeah, like I'm HIV positive and I found this guy, you know, he's like love my life, like he said it doesn't matter to him, he'll take PrEP for me, and I've never had someone offer that before. And then turn around, the guy was like this young like piece of shit guy who was Catfish and was basically a sugar, trying to be a sugar baby, and he was like, yeah, he was like, y'all know he has HIV. That's why I couldn't be with him. So, like, to this day, like, even in 2020, people still have a... People are seriously ignorant, have a serious stigma. So, the damage is done. It really...
It is done. And, yeah, there are a few, like... You know, there's actually, like I said, three, but I actually have four, like, conspiracy theories surrounding, like... You know, outside of, like I said, the official... The official report is that HIV was introduced into humans from bushmeat, from consuming chimpanzees, which, you know, hey, it is what it is. Different people in different countries do different stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued. I don't know if I should say it now or later, what I have to say.
Just say it.
I don't know the theories yet.
Okay, fine. I'll go first. Well, no, I think you're going to forget. Just say it.
I don't know if I'm forget, but my whole thing is like, I'm ready to hear the theories. I'll just say that.
Okay, fine.
I'll just say that.
Yeah, I might be projecting because, girl, I would forget. But, okay, so the first theory is that in the 1980s, prominent gay and LGBT politicians actually let HIV and AIDS go unchecked for fear of the stigma that it would cause towards them. So this is kind of like a... little bit of a light conspiracy because I feel like it's not necessarily intentional. You know, nobody planted anything, but one of the theories was that there were a lot of closeted LGBT politicians in the 80s, and by closeted I kind of mean what I call a glass closet. I call it a glass closet, you know, when somebody's gay but everybody knows. So it was kind of like one of those type of things where there might be a politician who everybody knows is gay, or the rumors are swirling that they're gay. And instead of them kind of standing up for, you know, research and vaccines and everything for that to be done in the HIV AIDS epidemic, instead of doing that, they don't want to be associated with it at all. They don't want the stigma. They don't want the attention. So instead, they're going to try to sweep everything under the rug to make it seem like it's not happening because they want to be reelected to office, which I don't think is far-fetched.
I don't think it is either. I don't think that's a bad one at all. To be honest, I don't think it's bad at all. And I think living through a pandemic, because obviously me and you weren't alive for the start of the AIDS epidemic, but I think like living through COVID, to say that someone would downplay it and be like, well, they'll find a cure in a couple months. Well, there'll be a vaccine or there'll be a cure in 6 months and we can just hide it till then. I think I don't put it past it. If someone was like, hey, just let's keep on the low.
Yeah.
And there'll be a cure, a pill or whatever, you know what I'm saying, in 8 months and we'll all be fine. I don't doubt that. That someone had that type of like ideology. I don't doubt that.
Meanwhile, 30 years later.
Yeah.
Here we are. Or 40 plus years later. So that's the first little like, you know, teaser conspiracy. The second one is that the vaccine was, I mean, the HIV was unknowingly spread through the polio trial vaccines in the 1950s. So yeah, that one's kind of a doozy. I'm like, yikes. And I will say, like you said, gave a little disclaimer, there's not really any like proof to this.
That's a wild one.
Yeah, but apparently during the like polio vaccine, like when polio was, I mean, it's still a disease, but when polio was kind of like an unchecked disease, kind of like this COVID, niggas don't get polio anymore, right? And they were doing trials for the vaccine. These vaccines became contaminated with HIV, whether it due to, a lot of people think it was due to the fact that a lot of these vaccines were done on kind of immigrants and goes back to like African immigrants, Haitian immigrants, people who didn't have a lot of money. So they were consuming this bushmeat and unintentionally these vaccines became contaminated. So in this lab, like they got contaminated with HIV and they're giving these vaccines out and these people are going out and they're having sex and they're doing this and they're doing that. And that kind of like started the spread of HIV. But the conspiracy is that the United States government was aware that the vaccine was contaminated and decided to
keep it
sweep
moving.
It under the rug, so to speak, and blame it on the consumption of bushmeat as opposed to the fact that you were not doing what you were supposed to do in your vaccine trials.
My only thing is that like it disproportionately like affected like gay men as well as like I think like to this day I think that HIV and AIDS affects like gay black men and like the black community like disproportionately.
It does.
So I'm kind of like meh.
But it was mostly black people in those trials though.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know that. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it was mostly when they were doing these trials, it was mostly black people. Lower income black people, immigrants, African immigrants, Haitian immigrants are most of the people who were taking part in these trials. But like you said, a lot of the people who were dying from HIV/AIDS weren't black, not in the 80s, not necessarily
black.
White men
were dying. Yeah. Well, that I mean, today, like I said, today people are disproportionate. And it's a whole like snowstorm of why to this day, like black people are disproportionately affected. Cause like, even when you watch Pose, they start showing how like treatments and things that kind of like, what is it called? Like extend your life expectancy are popping up, but it was really expensive. So a lot of black people, you know, and people of color cannot afford them and it just, whatever. But
yeah,
I mean, that one also was just like, I don't know. So, like, they're saying that it was just in the trials. By the time they got it, like, right, it wasn't actually in the polio vaccine?
No. Yeah. It was just, like, not a one-off, but an accident, almost, that their polio vaccines became contaminated with the HIV
virus. But it wasn't the real ones. It was, like...
They're doing these, you know, trials with polio to see what vaccines work and what vaccines do not work. And... you know, in the process of that, they got contaminated. And, you know, as you know, with HIV, this is a disease they've never seen before. Once they got contaminated, they didn't quite know what to do. And they just kind of let it spiral out of control. And it disproportionately affected gay people. It disproportionately affected black people. I don't know if there's any type of, like, correlation as far as, like, I know there's a correlation as far as the race of the people who are taking part in the polio vaccine. But I don't know if there's a correlation as far as the sexuality, like you said. So that's kind of like a, you know, a point where somebody in the conspiracy would be like, hey, this doesn't make sense. Like, were these people gay? Like, that doesn't really make, you know, sense to say that, oh, from this polio vaccine with a bunch of people who weren't even gay, now we got all these gay people who are doing X, Y, and Z.
I'll keep that one in my back pocket.
But
I'll keep it in my back
pocket. There was... this patient that a lot of scientists traced the HIV AIDS virus back to. And when I did a little bit of, like, you know, deep digging into this, this kind of like fell apart, but I'll go ahead and mention it. There was a patient called Patient Zero, which is why I feel like a lot of this, you know, homophobia could have stemmed from, you know, the HIV virus. So there was a guy and his name was like Gaetan Dugas. I'm sorry, he was foreign, so sorry if I butchered that. Gaetan Dugas, and he was basically a gay male, one of the first people to record to have HIV/AIDS, and he was extremely promiscuous, I'll say that. So he had a lot of sexual partners throughout his lifetime, and basically when they started to kind of branch out from Patient Zero to find like people who he had been in sexual relation with, it was a lot of different men, a lot of different times. And I saw a stat that said out of the, like, all the people that they surveyed that he had been in contact with, almost like 59% or something had contracted the HIV virus. Yeah. So it's like this thing where they can trace in the early stages, obviously, because the amount of people who have contracted HIV now is like way past this mm-hmm. one person. But they're kind of tracing it back to this man who was a gay man to say, you know, when we survey all the people he was involved with, this is what we get. And that kind of could be the catalyst for the homophobia and the idea yeah. that this was born of like gay men and gay people. And I will go ahead and say this. I know it's a little more, I mean, not a little more. It is more prevalent of a disease in gay men, but
I don't know how to say it.
So yeah, like I said, it's not a thing where it's like a moral dilemma. Mm. It's just, if someone is having anal sex, gay or straight, that increases your chance of, you know, transferring certain bodily fluids to each other. It's not really about your sexuality. It's about the act more so than it is about the sexuality.
Me giving thumbs up behind right? the screen. Because
look, y'all, I said something different.
This is the second take, and the first one could not be aired. So that's what I'm talking about.
I can be a little crude sometimes. A little bit crude sometimes. All right, so another theory is that the HIV/AIDS vaccine actually does exist, but it's just something that is kept for the rich or people who are of a higher level of society.
Kept?
Like, if you're not of a certain societal level, mm-hmm. then you can't access this vaccine. And do you know who that, this one's kind of funny, you know who that was based off of? I bet you know.
Who was based off of?
A really rich, famous person who has HIV and has had it for years.
Oh, Magic Johnson! Yes. Black people got all types of theories about how Magic Johnson's still alive.
I feel like Magic Johnson is like one of the catalysts for like
it. He actually is though. So I like saying the most, like, I'm saying it because I'm just like heard it too many times. I'm like not joking, mm-hmm. but like every time I hear a black person like start talking about, like I said, this secret vaccine or magic pill, it's always fucking Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
always.
Because Magic Johnson. Okay, so I guess when you do it from like the outside looking in, right?
Total confused.
I'm not saying I believe this, but I'm saying if you were ignorant to the facts of what HIV and AIDS was, mm-hmm. from the outside looking in, Magic Johnson has had HIV for like 25 years or something yeah. crazy at this point, 20 years. And his wife doesn't have it. Mm. None of his kids have it. It's just him. And he had kids after he contracted the virus. Which, you know, we know now that you can take, like you said, yeah. PrEP, and there's different pills that are accessible to normal people that can kind of make your HIV what they call undetectable. Mm-hmm. Well, you still have the virus. You just can't transmit it, or it's not really a danger to the people you have sexual relationship or swap any yeah. kind of like bodily mm-hmm. fluids with. It's not a danger. But I feel like a lot of people are not aware of that. Like, they're not aware of PrEP or any of the HIV medicines. So when they see somebody like Magic Johnson, who is a high profile, and his, like I said, his wife doesn't have it, and he's had children, none of his children have it, that is suspicious to them. They're like, oh, all the people I know died of HIV and AIDS. How is this man still alive? But they're not really aware that there's tons of
yeah.
people who are living that yeah. way, and they have been for years and years and years.
I just think, so again, so I don't think that Magic Johnson has like some magic pill, but I do think that Magic Johnson has like money. Right. Like you said, I think like that conspiracy theory, but like a smaller version of it, because I do think that everything goes through a clinical trial. And I have a friend right now whose mom is in a clinical trial for like MS treatments. Mm-hmm. And right now there is no MS cure, and she's not paying to be in it, but hypothetically people do pay for their relatives or whomever to get into experimental treatments that have good results for their whatever specific demographic to save them. Like, for example, like Magic Johnson was in great perfect health or whatever, and whatever his, your blood cell count?
T-cell count.
Mm-hmm. If he had the right T-cell count, maybe at some time there was like a 90% rate that he would like, you know, not be transmitted, more like PrEP. Like maybe PrEP was in some crazy trial in the 80s before mm-hmm. any of us knew it, and Magic Johnson was like, I got the coins, like put me on it. Because PrEP has crazy rates, but you can be like, almost like, not, wait, what is the one you take to be with partners, and there's one you take to be like undetectable? Or is it both PrEP? Okay, whatever. It doesn't matter. But maybe he was on something that literally makes, I know there's something that makes your like T-cell levels at a point where you literally are undetectable. Mm-hmm. So maybe before all of us knew, he was on it. But I really don't think that, I don't know, the Magic Johnson is like, I don't know, like invincible or something. Like, I think he still has like HIV. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. Yeah, I think Magic Johnson definitely still has HIV. But when people were talking about it and they were like, oh, you have to be a certain level of society. And I'm like, if it was that like prestigious, like, would it be Magic Johnson of all people? Like, he's not the Prince of Dubai or yeah. some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not... Oh, in the Illuminati, so to speak, if the Illuminati is yeah. So he's Magic fucking Johnson. Exactly. Like, that's, he's not that
yeah.
prestigious. That, I don't know.
Exactly. That's, I feel like that's, like, hitting, like you said, that theory hits, like, to me, hits, like, Illuminati, like, levels of conspiracy. Yeah. Because then there's, like, the secrets. And it's, like, sometimes I really don't. I do understand that I personally do believe, like, the one percenters or whoever do have access to things that I'll never even know. Like, for all I know, there's literally an underground tunnel that will take you to China in 10 minutes. For all I know, right?
Like, did you watch Us? You were scared, weren't you?
Yeah, I did see that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know if you watched it and you were scared or if you never watched it.
No, I watched it and I was scared for like months. But okay. That's a whole nother story. But yeah, but I don't doubt there are things that I never will even know exist because I'm not in some 1% bubble. But I don't know. And it's like, I personally like Magic Johnson. So I would hate to think that Magic Johnson would like keep the cure from HIV and AIDS from everyone. Like I would hate to think that Magic Johnson is that type of person. Like, I love, what is it, the Magic Johnson Theater? I live right by a Magic Johnson Theater now. And I would hate to think that he was, you know what I mean, like keeping this from us. Like, I would truly hate to see that.
I fucking love the Magic Johnson Theater.
I love it. And I love
it. The thing is, people love to say, like, oh, it's ghetto. It's that. It's all
ghetto.
That.
It's ghetto. It's ghetto.
But the thing is, you have to know what movies to see there. If you pick the right movie, you can have a blast yeah. at the Magic Johnson Theater. All the
life.
Commentary.
Time of your life.
It's high fucking hilarious. Okay.
Bruh, it's the only place in the whole area that no longer has reserved seats. Like, when you buy a ticket at the Magic Johnson Theater, you just buy a ticket. You don't pick a seat. You just buy a ticket. It's the only place. I'm serious. In the whole, like, tri-state area, it's the only theater. I haven't been a long time because of COVID, but it's the only theater I've been to that you don't have to reserve a seat. Like, you just buy a ticket.
You know, I didn't even know Magic Johnson Theater still existed.
It's the only thing left. It's the only thing left. So I'm not trying to give away my whole addy because people will figure it out in this area.
Ooh, okay, fine. Yeah, the Magic Johnson Theater exists, but when I realized as an adult that Wizard Kelly was based on Magic Johnson.
Yeah,
I didn't know that as a child.
Oh, I knew that.
I didn't know it as a child, but yeah.
The Wizard Kelly All-You-Can-Eat Buffet, y'all.
But yeah, no, I think that, like you said, it's a conspiracy that I think can be a little bit, there's truth to it, but on a smaller scale, yeah. Not the scale that people make it. But are there a lot of drugs, resources,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Vaccinations, things available to people who have a certain amount of money that aren't available to poor people? Most definitely.
Exactly. Yep.
But I think that most people know that. But is it like a thing where it's like, oh, we're hiding a cure for a deadly disease and we're only giving it to Magic Johnson? I don't quite think so. Well, not
not only Magic
not
Johnson.
Right, say not only Magic Johnson, but you know, he's one of the people.
I would hate,
come
I,
on now.
I do think that Magic Johnson is like really beloved though. I do, like,
I'm not gonna be here.
I love that. That was
my favorite Magic Johnson.
Me and my last name were, I'm not going to
So when you already have a new job, you'll put your 2 weeks and be like, yeah, next month we'll have this project. You're like, I'm not going to be here.
I love that. That alone, never mind. That was going to be a tasteless joke.
Woo, that's funny. But yeah, I think he's beloved. But like I said, is he one of those people where it's like, oh yeah, it's like a deadly disease and we're only going to give it to some people. And you know who we're going to give it to?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
But I really don't put it past that though. Because, sorry. No, I don't think there's any truth to this theory. Mm-hmm. But to say that, like, there were only, like, 10 COVID vaccines left,
mm-hmm.
to say that someone wouldn't want to give one to Magic Johnson, I don't put it past that.
I don't think it would be about giving to Magic Johnson. I think it's just who could pay the most money.
No,
like,
but
if everyone was dying from COVID.
Suppose Jeff Bezos is, like, buying COVID vaccines. There's only 10 left. To say he wouldn't hand one to Magic Johnson, I wouldn't put it past him.
And be like, yeah, I fuck with you and I fuck with
the
Lakers.
Yeah, like Dennis Rodman and like...
I fuck with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, and like Kim Jong-un, like he would give one. That's why I said
I think. Y'all, don't nail me to the cross. I think I fuck with Dennis Rodman, but then he be on some weird shit, like being friends with dictators.
But it's weird because, like, he be on some weird shit sometimes Dennis Rodman is our only link to, like, negotiations. North Korea. Like, Dennis Rodman is, like, our best hope. Like, imagine you get kidnapped and they're like, don't worry. We got Dennis Rodman. So, he's flying out. And he really is your best hope to freedom. Yeah.
He's sometimes. Like, yeah, he going to talk to son.
And Taylor, you're like, woo, thought I'd be here forever. Right. But Dennis Rodman's coming.
Do you remember when Kim Jong-un faked his death?
With the heart stuff?
I feel like it was a blip in, like, news. But I'm like, this nigga.
No, I think, I'm like, I really do think he might have, like, died, but, like, how do I say it? I think he got, like, close to death. Maybe someone leaked it or something.
Oh, but prematurely.
Yeah, and he, like recovered, because he did have heart surgery. I know that. So maybe, like, he flatlined or something and came back. But who, I mean, we don't really even know if the man is alive for real. Like, we don't really know that.
That nigga mysterious, bro.
Yeah. I know someone, never mind, lost their job that time.
For real?
I'm saying North Korea? You can't make mistakes like that. You can't make... No, it's very...
Somebody lost their life like shit.
Yeah, I didn't want to say it, but... Yo, funny, not funny, but I used to, like, watch the Olympics with my parents. And, like, you know how, like, I think China got, like, some type of, like, they got, you know, like, some type of, like, slap on the wrist because the girls, like, ages. Like, could not be confirmed. I remember that,
yeah.
And my dad used to always be, like, when the girls would, like, fall... Or would, like, misstep. He'd be like, yeah, like, their dad just got locked up. Or, like, they're going to imprison their family like that. And I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, that's wild.
Well, God, though. Like, they... I feel
it's...
Like
they, yeah.
Let me not.
Yeah. That's not... Never mind.
That shit wild and crazy. But, yeah, they be wild over there. They're like, you've disgraced me. Like...
I think it's, like, the government. Yeah, it's, like...
It's a lot. So, my final conspiracy theory that I have is that the United States government... AKA the CIA specifically, intentionally introduced HIV and AIDS to the Black and gay community as a form of population control. So basically the United States government saw kind of the population of America getting a little bit out of control. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, basically in layman's terms, did a little math, did a little projection to say that, oh, in 20 years, if we keep going at the rate that we're going, if Black people keep reproducing, and I kind of understand this as a form of population control with Black people, but as far as gay people, I'm like, we can't have kids biologically. Well, we can have kids biologically, but not with each other. So I don't really get it as far as that. But as far as a form of population control, as far as the Black community goes, basically that they engineered this disease in a lab and introduced it into the Black and gay community as a way to cut down on the reproduction of Black and gay people.
I mean, so that one is interesting because, like, during the whole eugenics episode, I have seen that the government has, like, put out efforts to, you know, like, If you think of eugenics in that sense or believe that theory that it was done in order to reduce, like, the Black population and things like that, then there are examples of the government doing that. But in the same sense, my only thing is, like, I guess maybe the government's just, like, sloppy. But the whole thing we're trying to do that with, like, HIV and AIDS virus, it's done through, like, the most commonly you get it through sexual transmission of sexual fluids or whatever. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing is, like, people might not be openly having sex with Black people, but all types of people are attracted to Black people. So, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I feel like the transmission rate of it, it's like, at the cost of killing Black people, are you willing to give it to all these white women, white men, whomever's? Like, I don't know. That one's a little hard for me because, like the whole thing about eugenics of, like, giving people, like, what is it? Like, tying their tubes and things like that, or hysterectomies. Mm-hmm. It's like, you effectively, like, if you give every Black woman a hysterectomy, you effectively can stop Black children being born. Mm-hmm. But the idea of, like, spreading AIDS or HIV, it's like, you can, I don't know, like, you can, I guess, air quote, like, kill off a bunch of Black people, but at the same time, like, they're still transmitting it. So to say that your uncle, your aunt, like, white people won't get it, I don't know. That one's kind
of
like...
I mean, but I think any type of intentional infection with this virus, they had to know that, like, some white people would get it. Like, it was never a thing where, oh, it was only going to stay in the Black community. I think that the idea behind this is that it was just going to mostly stay in the Black community. And to be more specific, like, the theory is that the CIA infected African Americans with HIV through a hepatitis program. So it was same with, like, the polio vaccine, with trials and going back to the trials and vaccines and things like that. It was more so a trial for the hepatitis virus. And instead of giving them this trial for this virus, they infected them with HIV, which, like I said, there's not much to prove it, but
that's
crazier things have happened. I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying people do believe.
Again, that's a hard one, because I guess without the knowledge of kind of like how it spread from like community to community, I'm like, in the height of like the HIV/AIDS epidemic, were Black women like
affected the same rate as Black?
So I'm like, that kind
that's a newer thing.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know if I really, because if you were really trying to get at the Black community and like us reproducing, you would get at Black women first, because like,
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But like I said, that's the theory. But I agree with you, because like I said, I feel like now in the 21st century, it's like a thing that is affecting Black women disproportionately on any other woman. And I don't think people kind of blame that on down low men.
I've heard that.
I mean, I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't know if it's true or not either, but I mean, to say that I've never heard it in conversations, I'd be lying, but I've heard it.
I mean, I think it has something to do with it, but straight people get HIV all the time. And I think that just is just a function of not having safe sex and maybe not having the information.
I think that's a better way,
you know, information to know better and do better.
I think that's the better way of talking about it.
Yeah.
Because my whole thing is, it's like, it's, how do I say it? It's like, if you're intentionally passing it around, then there's like
straight to jail.
Yeah, exactly. There's consequences and straight to jail for that one. But if you unknowingly like somehow passed it, someone didn't tell you and they gave it to you, and it's like it becomes this, like, that's why, you know, we don't want to play the blame game or whatever, because but I mean,
but that's born out of, I think, homophobia.
Of course, homophobia. Oh, man, DL is like, I'm like, is DL even a thing in like non-Black communities? Like, is there like this fixation and like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know.
I've never heard. Yeah, I know, right? But I've never heard like white people or people of a race like discuss, I guess, straight presenting men who, I guess, did not say DL, straight presenting men who are gay. Like, I've never, I guess, heard, you know what I mean? Like, what's the word for that when you're not Black?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
Write us in the comments.
Write in the comments. If you're not Black, what's the word for niggas who gay, you don't know they're gay, and they won't admit it, but they be fucking niggas on the low, but they got a whole life.
Yeah, what's the word for that?
What's the word for that? Because we call them DL, we call them down low. Okay. And yeah, I just feel like it's born out of home. I understand. And I feel like that is kind of like a, what do they call that? Not a, it's like a never-ending circle, right? Because like, you're upset with people for being DL, but then it's like the homophobia is what is is what keeps them DL. Like, so you're just in this vicious cycle of men who want to be with men, don't want to be judged, get with women, lie to them. You know what I'm saying? And this is all, some of this doesn't have to do with HIV, because all gay people don't have HIV, so it is what it is. But just that idea is like, when people miss the point where I'm like, maybe if you would stop being homophobic, we could kind of, you know, do better with this issue.
So.
And people refuse. And they're like, no, but fuck them gay niggas. I'm like, well, as long as you feel that way, people are going to keep being DL.
Yeah. So, and the biphobia, man. I feel like nobody wants to talk about it. But like, biphobia is like a serious problem. It's a problem. Especially like the way biphobia affects women as well, but the way it affects men is like,
oh, you're talking about men.
Sorry, well, you thought I was talking about women.
But yeah, so out of all the theories, I'll leave bi people alone, or bi men alone. I do think bisexuality is more stigmatized than men, though, because women are not going to date bi men.
Yeah, it's a whole, and I didn't realize how like rampant it was until like that Insecure episode.
Oh my god.
And I was like, and then it made me feel weird, because like, Jared. Yeah, because, like, I've dated bi men, and I feel like people were, like, looking at me weird. I didn't know it was a thing until the episode, and everybody was like, oh, no, I couldn't, like, you know, people like, yeah. I couldn't do it, and I was like, oh, shit, like, I've done it, like...
Yeah, yeah. I've dated bi women, and yeah. I don't think, but it's different because I'm gay, so I don't think anybody really cares. I mean, it is what it is. But there are lesbians who don't date bisexual women
yeah.
because they feel like, I don't want you flip floppy ass bitch. Obviously, that's not the reality of the situation, you know. But people feel that way about it. But yeah, that insecure episode with Jared, like, I feel like with women, most women will date a bisexual woman, and most men will date a bisexual woman, even if they're a little bit bothered yeah. by it on the low.
Yeah.
But women will wholly write a nigga off.
It's
like,
interesting.
If your man tells you, like, oh yeah, I slept with a man before,
it's done interesting. It's interesting.
He's done in yeah. your eyes. That is not a thing that you can accept. Most straight women are not accepting that. So yeah.
And then people are like, I'm not homophobic. They're like, I love, like, you know what I mean? It's,
they be like, my brother's gay, but I ain't messing with no nigga to take dick in a butt. And I'm like, bruh,
literally,
come on, bruh. But you're not homophobic. Like, come yeah. on, like, let's be real. But yeah, out of all the theories, which one do you believe? And you can just go with the by the book definition. You could just say, hey, niggas eating chimpanzee and they got it contaminated. Because I low-key think that's
yeah.
bad.
I think the vaccine ones are, like, bad.
No.
I think they're bad and dangerous, to
that's,
be honest.
Yes,
yeah,
that's what
I think.
Saying.
Yeah, like, my whole thing is, like, I didn't want to say it before it even started, but I've done my own research before on HIV and AIDS and, like, the theories surrounding everything. And I do think they're, like, really damaging and dangerous. I think mm-hmm. it's, like, I don't know, especially for someone who, like, isn't HIV or AIDS positive. I do think that it's just... Not to be like, I don't even say it. Not to be like, oh, mind your business. But I think it's extremely dangerous to insert yourself into a community and then make up these lies, I guess, for your entertainment or whatever serves you. When people are, like, dying, they don't have enough money to get the medicine they desire, and there's still these stigmas. It's like, why not volunteer and help with stigmas?
Mm-hmm.
Why not, or just, you know, help and get the word out? Why not volunteer your actual money to find a cure? Mm-hmm. But instead, you rather sit on Reddit or some Black Planet forum and sit there and type all day when you're helping no one. Like, if you're really here for your community and you want to help your people and talk about how the government, whatever, poison the Black community or whatever, why not, like, solve the problem that's at hand? If you found out tomorrow that Ronald Reagan hypothetically gave these people AIDS, it's like, but what do we do now?
Fact.
It's like, and if you really feel so strongly about your conspiracy, why not write the government and pursue the government in getting the reparations or the funds or the medicine, whatever people deserve to solve the epidemic? Because the amount of people, Black people, pass off from away from HIV AIDS, it's insane.
Right.
So to me, like, I guess that's, like, where it pisses me off is, like, those vaccine theories, they do low-key, like, piss me off.
Yeah, a lot of people were, like, when I was, you know, researching, it was kind of like, it's bad for that reason. And also, like, you know, there's anti-vaxxers out there.
Which, yeah.
I'm not no anti-vaxxer. But this, like, kind of feeds into that.
It does.
Kind of
it does.
That, like, oh, don't get the polio vaccine because... you know, niggas is gonna give you AIDS. Or I don't know, just craziness. You know what I'm saying? Crazy type of stuff like that. And it's like, it really feeds into that to think that, like, oh, people went to get the polio vaccine for HIV, for, you know, polio, and they ended up getting HIV. And it's totally 100% not true. You know what I'm saying? It's a theory, but it's unsubstantiated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it kind of gives these people who are like, oh, I'm not vaccinating my children, you know, and all that other type of weird shit, you know, more things to say, like, oh, this is why, and this is why, and this is why. And none of it is substantiated. None of it is real.
And that's what I'm like, it's so weird, though, because, like, with the whole polio thing, like, talking to my mom about COVID stuff, like, to get the polio vaccine, they literally lined kids up, and there, like, was no, like, oh, I don't want it option.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they literally... you went in a line and they literally vaccinated everybody in the schools.
Because buckling and shit.
Yeah, but... I mean, but they leave...
I didn't mean to be funny.
Goddamn. But they leave vaccinated everybody. Mm-hmm. So it's like, to have the audacity to go online and type up and say, I think they were giving out HIV and AIDS through the polio vaccine. It's like, do you receive the polio vaccine? You know what I'm saying? It's like
do you
what?
Have HIV?
No, it's so... It's like every fifth person. It's like, it's just so... It's like... I don't know. That's why, like... I love know, I just feel like a lot of times I love doing this podcast. I love conspiracies so much. That's why I do it. But sometimes people like generally do piss me off because it's like to sit on your ass and like type on the internet all this shit and then not help and not contribute. I don't know. I don't like that.
I feel that. And I feel like there are some people who are like, oh, what did people do before vaccines, or what did people do before this? I'm like, they fucking died.
They
what
died.
What the fuck are you talking they died. About? Like, they died from polio. They died from mumps and measles. They go, what do you mean? What did like, they do? They dude, died.
Like, bro, y'all know what a bubonic plague is? Not plague. Makes a horrible point, but it's like everybody died. They all died.
Literally, by the thousands.
Like one in three people died. Like everybody, they just died.
They died by the thousands. Kind of like we're doing right now in the United States of America. Chill out. I mean, hey, it's the truth. So yeah, I agree. I tend to agree. I felt like a lot of these, like going into this, I was expecting to get like a little more like more substantiated theories, but when I kind of looked into it, most of the theories just kind of like didn't make a lot of sense to me, and I kind of just kept going back to like, I feel like this was an unintentional accident caused by, like you said, with COVID, they're saying like, oh, there was these markets and like they were eating the meat that wasn't good and things like that. I just kind of kept going back to that maybe it was just an accident and they're consuming certain animals and something passed and it just got out of control. I think that that's what happened.
I think that's what happened. It's like, it's weird because like, I don't even know why I believe that. Like, I hate to be that person.
You think it's something random that nobody knows about?
No, I just really don't know. Like, I feel like it's okay to say sometimes, like, I really don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I really like, I mean, in a sense, yeah, it sounds a lot like the COVID one. Mm-hmm. But if someone was like, I don't know, like, bet all the Jeopardy money right now.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Right? I'm just saying that's the level of confidence on that where I can't confidently like bet all my chips there.
Facts.
I don't know. Like I don't know. I don't think it happened from a vaccine. I really don't. I hate to upset people. I don't think the government created it. I really don't. Like I think the government created a lot of things. Like I don't think we ever walked on the moon.
Facts.
I think a lot of things.
I don't think this is one of them.
Yeah, I don't think this is one of them.
I don't think this is one of them.
And I don't know. I think it's okay to say sometimes I don't know. Like I don't think it was. How do I say it? Like I guess, like you said, I guess the one to pick for me would be the original one, but I wouldn't put all my chips on it. Like, I don't think I really, like, I guess I understand it, but to say I believe it and would explain to somebody else confidently, I don't think so. But the other ones, I don't think so.
All right. Well, I'll leave a little comment, a little caption in our Instagram post to see.
Hopefully
you guys will comment.
Yeah,
let's see. Let us know how you think HIV and AIDS got introduced into the human population.
Yeah.
So we'll see. And yeah, like I said, Jay said, would I bet my chips on it? No. But if I had to pick one of them, I'd probably pick the story that's by the book. You know.
Same.
So yeah. All right. We're Cognac Conspiracies on Instagram. CognacConspiracies@gmail.com. This is season 2. Hope you guys enjoyed our first episode. And as always, send us feedback, leave us suggestions, and yeah, we'll be here next week.
Bye.
Bye.